In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I am glad to be with you today. Come, Holy Spirit, come, wonderful Holy Spirit. Come and inspire the listeners, come and inspire the preacher. Come, Holy Spirit, come, wonderful, wonderful Holy Spirit. Lead us to the heart of Jesus. Lead us to Jesus Christ Himself. Thank you and praise you, O God. Thank you and praise you. Listen, I'm reading from the second chapter of the Epistle of St. John, the first Epistle of St. John. My little children, he writes to his community, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. If any man sin. Today I want to talk a little bit about the family. The family is the object of hate of the devil, because if he can destroy a family, he is going to destroy the building blocks of the neighborhood, the building blocks of the town, the building blocks of the state, the building blocks of the country, the building blocks of the world. And I tell you, the family is at assault from the enemy of our soul. Have you ever gone to a restaurant and you see two people, you know they're married, and they both have iPhones, and they're looking at their iPhones and not looking at each other, not talking to each other, but they're both playing on their iPhones. You say, this is absolutely sick. They are looking at virtual reality when they have reality in front of them. I tell you, my friends, this is evil. I would even say worse than sick, it's evil, that a husband and a wife would grow apart rather than grow together. You know, you can be with a person for how many years and you don't even know them anymore because you don't share, you don't speak to each other, you're only kind of like ships in the night. I tell you, this is very important, that a mother and a father need to be primary and that they love each other. And if they love each other, their children will grow up in love. That's the way it is supposed to be. So if you are one of those people that have grown apart from your husband or from your wife, you need to make the proper changes, because I can't make them for you. There are changes that I have to make, but that is not one of them. I'm not married. So I'm telling you this, it is very important that mother and father communicate with each other, that they love each other, that they care for each other, and this will make the family a beautiful family. The children see that if father loves mother and mother loves father, that they are in a secure home. I'm looking at the second chapter of the first letter of St. John again. My little children, these things write I unto you, that you sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father. We have two advocates. The Holy Spirit is the advocate, and Jesus is the advocate. Jesus Christ, the righteous. And he, Jesus Christ, is the propitiation for our sins. He is the sacrifice for our sins. But not only ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Today, I want you to hear that Jesus is the sacrifice for your sins, the sacrifice for my sins. Jesus is the sacrifice, and his blood atones of all the guilt and all the shame and all the sin as we confess our sins. And hereby do we know that we know him. How do we know that we know Jesus? If we keep his commandments. And what is the commandment? Love one another as I have loved you. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps his word, in him, verily, is the love of God perfected. Thereby know that we are in him. How do we know that we are in him? That we keep his commandments. And what is his commandment? His commandment is that we love God with our whole heart, our whole soul, our whole mind, our whole being, and we love our neighbor not only as ourselves, but Jesus said, a new commandment I give you, love one another as I have loved you. And that needs to be a grace that we receive, that we love people and that we care for people, that we're not people that gossip, but people that want to look at the worst of another person. Jesus always looks at the best. He is the propitiation for our sins. He is the one who died and rose from the dead. Hallelujah. The person that says he abides in Jesus ought himself also to walk even as he walked. Well, I'm telling you, we're all imperfect, and I can't tell you that I exactly walked the way Jesus walked, because there's something in me that wants to rebel, and sometimes I give into it. It's called the flesh. I'm not talking about the body. I'm talking about the flesh that does not do the will of God, neither can it do the will of God. I have to plug into it, and that's how the flesh takes me away from walking the way Jesus walked. How did Jesus walk? He walked in forgiveness. He walked in love. He walked in peace. He walked in power, yes, in forgiveness. Yes, he forgave all the people that were under the cross and all of us. In love, he loved people that he met, even the greatest sinners he loved. Jesus walked in forgiveness, in love. He walked in power. He walked in power. He healed the sick and he cast out demons. Jesus walked very beautifully, and we are to walk the same way that he walked. Brothers and sisters, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment which you have from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which you have heard from the beginning. Again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in Jesus and in you, because the darkness is past and the true light is now shining. Yes, I tell you, the true light is shining. Arise, shine forth, for your light has come. Yes. He that loves his brother in the light, there is no occasion of stumbling in him. He who loves his brother abides in the light, and there is no occasion of stumbling in him. He that hates his brother is in the darkness and walks in darkness and knows not whether he goes, because that darkness has blinded his eyes. I tell you, we as Catholics need to love each other. We as Catholics need to love our brothers and sisters that are not Catholic. We need to be at one with people. You know, we don't fight. Fighting doesn't do any good. I've learned that a long time ago. I don't fight. What I'm called to do is to love. To love the brethren. To love the brethren. To love those people that are Christian. I do not see people that are not Catholic as my enemies. I do not see that. I see them as people who are in the vineyard doing the same work I'm doing. And it's very important that we love one another and care for one another. When I get a letter from somebody that talks about me, that no man should be called father, even though St. John will talk to fathers, you know, and how I'm in the wrong church, you know, that person needs to love me, not write these black letters toward me, you know. When I get those letters, and I don't even read them after a while, because you know what, I know what they're going to say, and I'm not going to be helped by it, and neither are they. They're not going to be helped by these letters. We are called to love each other. That's what we are called to love. And if we love our brother, we abide in the light, and there is no occasion for stumbling in him. We stumble in the darkness, people. That's when we stumble. But he that hates his brother is in the darkness and walks in the darkness and knows not whither he goes, because that darkness has blinded his eyes. We need to forgive our brothers and our sisters. We need to forgive. And it might not happen that all at once, but at least I know I need to forgive, because forgiveness is the first block of love. Jesus forgave us from the cross. He said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Forgiveness. It's all about forgiveness. I had someone with me several weeks ago who needed to forgive a member in the family. And we prayed that this person would borrow the forgiveness from Jesus. And we forgave that person. It is so important that we forgive. He that hates his brother, again, is in the darkness and walks in the darkness and knows not where he goes, because that darkness has blinded his eyes. I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. Why? Because Jesus is the propitiation for our sins. Jesus is the Savior of the world who shed his blood for us. So John is writing to his community, "I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you. They're forgiven you for his name's sake. I write unto you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning. I write unto you, young men, because you have overcome the Satan. I write unto you, little children, because you have known the Father." You see, John is telling his community who they are. Fathers, I write to you because you have known him that from the beginning. He writes to the young men because they have overcome the devil. He writes to the little children because they have known the Father. "I have written unto you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning. I have written unto you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the evil one." Amen. How do we overcome the evil one? By the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him." But doesn't the Lord say, "God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him would have eternal life"? Doesn't that tell us to love the world? No. There's two different meanings of the world. Okay, love not the world. This is the world that St. John's talking about. "For all that is in the world is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, and it is not of the Father, but it's of the world." When Jesus is in the book of John says, God so loved the world, he's not talking about the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life. He's not talking about that at all. He's talking about to love the people in the world. But the world has a system. And the system that the world has is summed up by the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life. And none of this is of the Father. It's all of the world. And the world, as we know it, is passing away, and the lust thereof. But he that does the will of God abides forever. What is the will of God? To believe in the one God sent. His name is Yeshua. His name is Jesus. What else is the will of God? That we love God with our whole heart, our whole soul, our whole mind. What else is the will of God? That we love our brothers as he loved us. That's the new commandment. Little children, it is the end times, the last times, and ye have heard that the Antichrist shall come. Even now there are many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. So John feels that his community is the community of the end times. I tell you, there are many Antichrists, people that hate the Lord Jesus Christ. I do not know if the Antichrist has been born yet. I do not know that, but I'm watching history and see if there is any man on the horizon that fits the plot that he would become the Antichrist. But there are many Antichrists in the world. I tell you, the United States Congress is Antichrist. Why? We cannot pray in schools anymore. We cannot talk about Jesus in our schools. We cannot talk about the love of God the Father. You know, it's so interesting because I learned all my Christmas carols from the public school, from government schools. I learned even how to sing O Come All Ye Faithful in Latin. We had it on the board and we would sing with the words of Latin. And I'm telling you, that was all from the government school. Now we cannot even sing about Jesus. We cannot even talk about Jesus because the system is Antichrist. The system is Antichrist because it wants nothing to do with Jesus. Why? Because Jesus is the truth. Jesus is the truth. You know, the government school allow the Muslims to pray a couple of times a day on their little prayer rugs. What about us? That's breaking what they believe. We're not supposed to pray in schools. But you see, this is happening under our very eyes. Is the Antichrist the Muslim people or the Muslim religion? Well, you know what? God is one and he has no son. That's what they say. And that is not true. God is one and he has a son. Are there people that are Muslims that really love God? Yes, there are. There are people that are Muslims that really love God, even though their theology is all wrong, that God is one and he has no son. I tell you, God is one and he has a son, and his son is the expiation of our sins. His son is the sacrifice for our sins. His son teaches us to love one another. His son teaches us to give ourselves to the Father. And that's what the son does. The son is our salvation. I met a man a couple of days ago that says Jesus is not the salvation. I said the word of God says there is salvation in no other name but the name of Jesus. And you know what? He says, no, the Father is salvation. Of course, the Father is salvation too. But Jesus is our salvation as well as the Father. Little children, it is the last time, as ye have heard, that Antichrist shall come. Even now there are many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. Well, we see the abortion mills. You know, what would the devil want to do? In the time of Jesus, they offered their children to Moloch. Now we offer our children to convenience. Our convenience. It's not convenient for me to have a child now. Well, you shouldn't have been in bed. That's where the inconvenience took place. You were in bed, and now you're pregnant, and now you're going to fix the pregnancy by aborting the child. Let me tell you, that is not the way of God. That is the way of Antichrist. Because Antichrist hates everyone that God loves. God so loved people that he sent his only son. The devil hates people. If he can't get at God, he can't get at Jesus. Guess who he gets at? You and me. If the enemy cannot get at the Father and the enemy cannot get at the Son, guess who he gets at? You and me. The Antichrist, they went out from us. They belonged to our community, but they were not of us. Why? For if they had been of us, they would have no doubt and they would have continued with us. But they went out from us that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. But you have the anointing of the Holy One, and you know all things. Oh yes, the unction, the anointing. The anointing teaches us all things. St. Augustine says we have that anointing in our hearts. There is the outer word and the inner word. So when someone speaks the outer word of Jesus, That's the outer word. The inner word is in the heart that knows that it's true. No one can speak that inner word but God himself. You have the unction, you have the anointing, you have the Holy Spirit who is from the Holy One, and you know all things. I have not written unto you because you know not the truth, but because you know the truth, and that no lie is of the truth. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the truth. Jesus is the life. There is no other way, no other truth, but Jesus Christ the Lord. Then it says, for this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whosoever is born of God does not commit sin, for his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. He means walking in sin. You know, everyone falls. Everyone falls. And when we fall, we go to confession and we confess our sins and ask the Lord to forgive us. In this, the children of God are manifest and the children of the devil. Whoever does not do righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. I tell you, we are called again to love God. We are called to love each other. We are called. We are called. We are called. And it is not the time for us to hate each other. I tell you the truth, hate does no good. It's so easy to hate and sometimes so hard to love. There are people that are very difficult to love. Sometimes I'm difficult to love. But you see, we are called to love people and to care for people and to minister to people, no matter who they are. And there are a lot of difficult people in the world that are Christian. We are called to care for them, to love them, and to even minister to them. That's what we're called to. I'm closing early, maybe with 4 minutes left, because we're at the end of the year. And I would have a dream. My dream would be that we would get enough money by this Friday that would even pay our December bills. We're always 1 month behind. We are already paid our November, our October bills, and our November bills are paid also. Now we have December, and I would be so grateful if people would send in a year-end check so that we could pay our December bills and start on January 1st clean. That would be a great and awesome thing, that people who hear me that never send anything would now begin to send something. I will not tell you what to send. That's none of my business. I tell you, please help us to pay for our December bills. That's all I'm going to say. The mailing address is easy. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Gloria in excelsis Deo, gloria in excelsis Deo. O come, all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant, O come ye, O come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of angels. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Sing, choirs of angels, sing in exultation. Sing, all ye citizens from heaven afar. Glory to God, glory in the highest. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit, Behold the handmaid of the Lord, let it be done unto me according to thy word. And the word became flesh in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory. The glory is the only Son of God, full of grace and truth. We still have Christmas, and we still worship the infant Jesus who was born to die, who gave his life for us so that we might be his children, his brothers and his sisters and children of the Father. This is the Christmas season, which is the beginning of our salvation. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.